Services. ATSA.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Sinkamba accuses U.S. of using Kafir River pollution to push anti-China agenda. TIZ concerned about irregularities in procurement of biometric voter registration equipment. And in global news, Trump's envoy Witkoff meets Putin as ceasefire deadline looms. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mulando. Green Party President Peter Sinkamba has dismissed the latest statement by the United States Embassy in Zambia as political rhetoric and has accused the United States government of using Zambia's Kafue River pollution crisis as ammunition in its trade war with China. The U.S. government has ordered the immediate withdrawal of all its personnel from Kitwe and nearby areas affected by the Sinometro's mine tailings dam spill, citing newly available data showing the presence of hazardous and carcinogenic substances, including arsenic, cyanide, uranium, and other heavy metals, with both immediate and long-term health risks. However, Mr. Sinkamba argues that if the U.S. was genuinely concerned, it would have acted in February when the spill occurred, rather than 6 months later, saying the timing of the announcement suggests that the move is aimed at tarnishing China's image. He further contends that the U.S. has ignored historical lead pollution in Kawe caused by Anglo-American, which left thousands of children exposed and affected, yet has not withdrawn its personnel from that area or made scathing announcements. Mr. Sinkamba believes interventions by the Zambia Air Force, the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, the Mines Safety Department, and others to neutralize the acid spill within 14 days and ongoing daily monitoring were adequate to restore water safety and allow safe citizen use of the resource.
So typically for us, we think that that statement is not per se an issue of concern to the pollution which happened, which was massive, of course, but we don't think it is intended for that. It is just the political rhetoric which has happened, which is heightened, especially in the last 1-2 months between China and the U.S. So the U.S. government is trying to use the incidents which happened in February 6 months ago to try and paint the Chinese government black in this regard. And I don't think it is a good way to handle these issues.
Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, has expressed concern over serious irregularities in the ongoing procurement of biometric voter registration equipment and software for next year's general elections. TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe says the organization's investigative report has revealed that two companies, namely Miru Systems, with a concerning global record, and Starlab, of which very little is known, have advanced to the final stage of the tender under questionable circumstances. Mr. Nyambe says the investigations have further revealed that despite failing basic eligibility requirements, specifically to do with submission of audited financial statements, a disqualified bidder had its appeal upheld by the Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, while stronger contenders were excluded. He says multiple whistleblowers have come forward with evidence that raises suspicions about internal interference by ECZ officials to influence the outcome, raising serious concerns about the transparency and fairness of the whole process. Mr. Nyambe says these revelations could potentially cast a long and dark shadow over the credibility of the 2026 elections and threaten to erode public trust in democratic institutions. He has called for immediate suspension of the current due diligence process, pending an urgent independent review and full disclosure of all shortlisted bidder profiles, evaluation criteria, and justification for exclusions, among others.
Given what our investigation has uncovered, we would like to call for the following. One, the immediate suspension of the current due diligence process pending an urgent independent review. We also call for full disclosure of all shortlisted bidder profiles, evaluation criteria, and justification for any exclusions made. And last but by no means least, we'd like to call for a comprehensive investigation by law enforcement agencies, including the Anti-Corruption Commission, into allegations of procurement manipulation.
Energy Minister Peter Kapala has expressed concern over the lack of progress in implementing renewable energy projects, despite the ministry having signed numerous commitments with various players in the energy sector, including ZESCO. Speaking at the second ZANACO Climate Finance Symposium in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Kapala said it is disheartening that while government continues to prioritize and explore alternative energy solutions, the actual implementation of these initiatives has yielded no tangible benefits for the Zambian people. He has attributed the persistent energy challenges to a culture of non-implementation and an over-reliance on government interventions, particularly the continued perception of the Kariba Dam as the sole source of electricity. Mr. Kapala has urged stakeholders in the energy sector to begin delivering visible and measurable results, especially in projects centered on renewable energy as a response to the ongoing power deficit.
This is where solutions must be found. This is where solutions must be found. Financed. When we are calling for investments in the solar energy, I had numbers and numbers for people willing to invest in the solar energy. But are we moving at the same speed to implement what we want to do? The answer is no. I've signed so many agreements, implementation agreements. My entity ZESCO, a number of purchasing agreements signed. But do we see all those numbers we have implemented? The answer is no.
Meanwhile, ZANACO Acting Chief Executive Officer Kalengo Simukoko says there is urgent need to unlock the full potential of green energy by making such solutions bankable and capable of delivering swift economic benefits for Zambia.
What seems to be lacking is having the right financial structure, mechanism that can help us unlock these opportunities, and hence the conversation we're having today. We're hoping that through this conversation we can help bridge some of the information gaps between the developers and all of us now in the end, so that we can pull some of the initiatives that are already on the table quickly and help plug the gap that we have in terms of our energy supply in this country. For us to be able to achieve some of the growth targets that we have for economy, we believe that we need to invest more in the energy space.
Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tayali says Zambia is committed to the development of requisite trade related to physical and digital infrastructure to facilitate movement of goods and services in the region. Mr. Tayali yesterday participated in a discussion on seizing the transformative potential of trade, trade facilitation, and regional integration for landlocked developing countries at the ongoing Third United Nations Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries, which opened on the 4th of August and ends on the 8th of August 2025 in Awaza, Turkmenistan. He said trade facilitation and regional integration hold the greatest potential that, if harnessed, should result in the transformation of landlocked developing countries, including job creation, income generation, and socio-economic growth. The minister said Zambia has prioritized regional cooperation in the development of transport corridors, such as the Lobito and Nacala corridors.
When it comes to trade infrastructure, allow me to give an example that we must strive as LLDC to as much as possible reduce on our transport costs, which ultimately are in excess of about 40% of the final product cost on the shelves for citizens. As a result, we in Zambia, working closely through partnerships with our neighbor Tanzania, are working to the revitalization and commercialization of the Tazara, which is a rail link from the Indian coast inland into the inland coast of Kabiri Ocean. We realize
In global news, a meeting between U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff and Russia's Vladimir Putin is underway at the